Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. The first thing to do as we wake up daily is to commune with God. Switch on your phone to have quiet time, listening to Turning Point, receiving the prayers, hearing the teachings, testimonies, personal intensive prayers, or the healing prayers week after week. Pray more on your own after Turning Point as God gives you the grace. Use the Turning Point prayer booklet also as I daily explain. Well, then welcome also to Friday, the 19th day in April 2024. This will not just be another weekend. It shall be a special one filled with divine intervention and miraculous surprises for you and members of your family. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy, everyone that sees you will favor you. Every form of limitations in your life is hereby removed. God will keep his eyes on you. Who is this? The strange fire burning in your life is hereby quenched forever. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. I don't know who I'm saying this to, but listen, the darkest part of your life is over. Your painful, tough, and difficult seasons are all rolled away. Welcome to your new day and your new dawn. I want to pray specially today for anyone under the sound of my voice with an issue or challenges that have lingered on, persisted for more than 4 years. Yes, more than 4 or 5 years. Let's say 5 years. It may be a health issue or a particular ailment you have been battling with for over 5 years. It may be legal issues, litigation in court that kept dragging and dragging, marital issues, crisis and challenge marriages. It could be issue of conception. You have been waiting for fruit of the womb these years. Singlehood, you desire a godly marriage, but for more than 5 years now, it has been waiting and waiting. Academic or your career, battling to pass a particular professional exam. No way. Visa denial, immigration papers denials or delay, green card or citizenship or indefinite stay. It could be debt you owe or you have been owed. Building or academic project, dragging and dragging on over the years and such other things, even your promotion, up to 5 years or more than 5 years, either for yourself or your loved ones. You may stand in the gap for your loved ones. Let's do it this way. Kneel down, if you can, or lie on your bed for this prayer. Humble yourself before God. I am kneeling down with you also to pray this prayer. Before I pray for you, however, pray for yourself. Tell God in prayer what you want God to do over that issue. Tell God in prayers, could be quietly or loudly. Say, "Oh Lord, cut this short for me. Intervene for me speedily, for me on this and this and this and that." Describe the miracle you want. Be very plain, be very specific. Say it again and again. Tell God exactly what miracle you desire. You have been praying about it before, but this time around is different. Now let me pray. Be responding with amen. Your long wait is over. God will have mercy on you. Your tears are changed into laughters. Whatever could have been responsible for this, by the grace of God, it terminates now. It ends now. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I prophesy, your night season is over. Welcome to your new dawn. Testimonies shall replace complaining and pains. You will soon call for a big celebration and thanksgiving service over these issues. In Jesus' name, say amen, amen, and amen. Now, do warfare prayers on these issues. Fast for a day, as long as you can in a day, a week, preferably Friday for the next 7 consecutive weeks. Don't forget, back it up with battle seed. Your testimony will come. Oh yes, your story will change in Jesus' name. April 19th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Put your hands on yourself. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. The rest of your years shall be the best of your days. You shall live long and also live well. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, We still have up to Sunday for testimony sharing. Please be connecting and your own will come. First testimonies today. Wow, testimonies are just streaming in. Praise Yahweh God with me. I have seen the hands of God in my affairs. I woke up this morning crying Yahweh for a debt that was hanging on my head. I told the Lord that this is an emergency, as today was the last day to pay. I wasn't disappointed because all my debt has been paid today. I give glory to Yahweh for saving me at this time. I thought it was over. Praise the Lord. Everyone with debt hanging on you, the Lord shall miraculously pay it off. I want to thank God for anointing of lost and found on this platform. My brother lost his iPhone. I prayed to God to restore the phone. After listening to one of the testimonies of lost and found here, I thank God he has answered our prayers. May his name be praised forever. Lost and found anointing is strong on this commission. Another person. I want to return all glory to God Almighty for granting my husband a miraculous job in Canada after 8 months of waiting and searching for a job. To God alone be all the glory, adoration forever. Everyone searching for a job, you will give this type of testimony here very soon. Another testifier. TPGF family, join me to praise God for his good and his mercies endured forever. My husband noticed blood from his penis anytime we make love. After some days, he started passing out urine. He started passing out blood anytime he urinates. During the week of healings, Daddy asked us to put water in a cup, raise it up for prayers. After that, we drank. And he said we should drink and our system will be cleansed. We obeyed. We drank the water with faith. When he urinates again, the blood was not much. I told him to keep on anointing his manhood, drink the wine that was blessed for us on Prayer Mountain. Behold, as he engaged all these faith provokers, God healed him. No more urination of blood. My little girl, through the application of anointing oil, was healed of toothache. My business is thriving miraculously. Those owing me are paying me without stress. Divine provision and many more. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Daddy. We are happy to come in contact with you. God bless you more and more. Wow. I'm also happy to come in contact with all TPGF members and listeners. God will bless all of us real good. Good evening, sir. I want to thank God for confirming the word of his servant in my life. Today, the 16th of April, God's servant declared that we should mention area. We want God to settle us. And there was this issue that want to bring shame to me. I told God to settle me. And God settled me in few hours after, according to God's servant's declaration. Wow. None of my listeners will know shame and embarrassment in life. Another one. I want to say a big thank you to Almighty God for healing me from heartbeat by using the mantle and Daddy's prayers. I bless my daughter with wisdom through Daddy's prayers. Also protecting my family, blessing us with good health. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace towards us. Tithe, battle seed, and thanksgiving seed sent to the assets account of the commission. That is good. All of us be doing this. Testimony. Good morning, my TPGF. I'm grateful to God for all he has been doing in my life and family. I've enjoyed his spiritual, financial, health blessings, and all-round blessings. Thank you, Lord. I will forever be grateful to you. Yes, we will all forever be grateful to God Almighty. I want to thank God for his blessings upon my life. Last week, Saturday, Daddy said we should put money on the ground and step on it. After that, he said we should give it out to the needy. I gave it out on Sunday in the church. It was not quite 40 minutes. Someone called me out and handed over to me an envelope that is worth 10 times what I gave out. The same day, someone owing me came up to pay. The same evening, someone came and patronized me heavily. So it has been alert upon alert. Thank you, Jesus. These things are working. Good morning. I would like to give all praises to God for the following. One, blessing me financially in ways I was not expecting the first quarter of the year. Two, sending me to my family and causing us to buy things cheaply, what will have cost us thousands of naira. Three, for the gift of men. Four, for bringing back my cousin, Hale and Hattie, who went missing in March. The anointing on you will never run dry. Amen. These things are working. Good morning. I made a decision against the management decision that almost cost me my job because I wanted to see my family. But the God of this commission came through for me on the day you prayed and said we should lay our back on the wall, that someone was troubled after the prayer. God took control and all things work out for my good and to the glory of God. Listeners, all things will work out for your good and the glory of God. You shall be the next to testify in the name of Jesus. Please forward this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. It's a service to God and a blessing to humanity. Join us later this evening for the Friday's edition of Ask, Answer, and Prayers. Ask for Question broadcast that comes up on Mondays and Friday has become TPGF Prayer Hub. Don't miss it. 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. Don't forget, the annual No More Delay service we hold at our headquarters, Dominion City, Ibadan, on Wednesday, May 1, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 1 is a public holiday in Nigeria, Labor or Workers' Day. It shall be live streamed to all our assembly centers. So hook on Abuja, Lagos, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. Join us live and in all the centers. It shall also be live streamed all over the world. Join Wednesday, May 1. The Lagos version we hold on June 12th, also a public holiday in Nigeria. TPGF members and listeners in UK and in Europe, prepare to welcome me as we prepare for TPGF UK conference. It's scheduled for June 21 and 22, as we have been announcing, at St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ, Kent. Prepare, pray, and plan to be there. TPGF members all over Nigeria, mobilize and direct your people to be there. Please do so. Register with the numbers I have been calling. We will keep announcing this. Let everyone be there. I speak to the life of everybody today. You will see the hand of God in a way beyond your expectation. God will wow you. God will surprise you. You will return happy. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.